We're sitting here today with Tapissa, Doreen, and Diana from the AAWC Circle. Now, you ladies are putting on an event for Aboriginal Awareness Week here in Calgary, and it's happening on June 24th, and it's going to be a family day in powwow. So why don't I start with each one of you, and you can tell me how you're involved with the event and what we should know about it. So I'm going to start with Tapissa on my left.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you, Trent?
I'm doing great.
Good. So Tapissa, I am Tapissa. And I am a part of a little group in Calgary where Inuit are meeting together to work with folks like the AAWC Circle. So we're really excited to be there again this year. Last year we had a Inuit space and we did high kicking and Inuit games. And so that was a hit for us. And so we're going to do that again this year. This year we're going to have Peter Daniels, who is he used to work for Indigenous Winter Games, so he is a pro. And then last year we actually met a young Inuvialuit youth, his name is Mitch, and he agreed to show and demo how to do Inuit games. So we're doing high kicking, and we might do a couple of other ones, but high kicking was the most popular, and it's very competitive, and it's really, really fun, so we're going to do that again. We'll have some cultural items around our table, and we're going to do a couple of art set up with kids, probably make some little Inukshuks, and so we're excited to be with everyone, and we hope that other Inuit will come over and say hey.
Well, I think we're all looking forward to seeing some Inuit culture, because that's not something that's prevalent here in the South, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
That'll be very interesting. Now, let's move over to Doreen. Doreen, why don't you tell us your role in this day and what's going on?
So I've been involved in Aboriginal Awareness Week since 2003, and we started off with the Elders Dinner, and then I got into the community organization. So we've been very involved, and I'm the co-chair of the Aboriginal Awareness Week. My other co-chair is Laurie Johnstone, and we've been planning this forever, and so we're very honored that we have the Inuit group, and it would took me like almost 5 years to get them together, because I wanted them to be representative in what Calgary has to offer. And so we have some very exciting new things happening. So like I said, I've been involved since 2003 with the Elders Dinner, and then 2013 I became official co-chair to oversee a lot of stuff. My part is fund development to network with corporations and community to bring together the community, because we feel like it's a gathering, and to honor our identity, to honor our culture, to share our culture.
So what is some of the stuff that's coming up? You had mentioned there's going to be a talent show.
Yes.
Now, so you're asking for talented Indigenous people to come out and show off their talent. What kind of things are you looking for?
We're looking for dancers, singers, jiggers, anybody who wants to share their talent. Last year we did it on a Sunday with National Music Center. This year we're partnering with the Calgary Folk Fest, and we're going to have it on site, and we're going to have a tent. We're hoping to get about 16 acts throughout the day, and it'll be from 1 till 4:30, and then while the other events are going on.
Okay, and what does somebody have to do to be involved in the talent show? Is there an admission fee?
No.
Okay.
So a lot of our events, there's no charge, right? Because we want to share our culture. We want to show the non-Indigenous community that this is how we gather in a beautiful way as a community. So everything is free. It's www.aawc.ca. Click on Indigenous Showcase and fill out the form. So everything is done online.
Yep.
If you want to volunteer, it goes online. For more information, we have Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
Now, Diana, can you tell us what your involvement is with the AAWC?
I've been volunteering for AAWC for a couple of years. I've always done the social media role, and this year I'm taking on a little bit more with the press release, so I'm their communications person.
So as a communications person, you guys are looking for volunteers, right?
Absolutely.
How do people help out?
Well, we have a form online that people can fill out, and so it's very simple. We welcome everyone to come and volunteer for us, whether you're Indigenous or not. It's a great way for you to participate in Truth and Reconciliation to come out and volunteer for an Indigenous event. And you will meet Indigenous elders and lots of Indigenous people who are actively working on this event. So I highly recommend all of you to come and sign up to volunteer for us.
Now we have Lori joining us to the conversation.
So I am co-chair on the Aboriginal Awareness Week Circle. Been involved with Aboriginal Awareness Week since 2012. All the events, everybody that's volunteering, all the crafters, all of the people that submit on the website,
yeah.
I take care of that. I keep a spreadsheet, and then I mass email everybody out to give them all the details that they need to know. I work with everybody that's involved in making the day a success.
Now, I see there's many other things going on. Now, any one of you can answer this if you want to, but tell me a little bit about the Children's Corner.
Children's Corner, RBC supports the Children's Corner every year, and they've been doing this since 2012. And so they provide the funds to make a successful Children's Corner. So they have, USA comes out with their virtual reality program, and they also have coloring. They also have Let's Talk Science, I believe, will be there this year. And that's with the university. We have so many different events coming out for the Children's Corner. So we're pretty excited about that.
So everything to get involved is pretty much located on your website. Like if powwow dancers want to register, all that kind of thing, that's where they go?
We have an open registration for the powwow the day of. And we start that open registration at 10:30 in the morning.
Okay.
And then we have our grand opening at 12, and then the powwow will start right after the grand opening.
And there's food too, right?
Oh my lord, there is food.
Does anybody want to talk about the barbecue?
So we have the free pancake breakfast in the morning.
Yeah.
And then at 1 o'clock, the Rotary Club is going to come out and do a free barbecue in the afternoon.
Wow, so this is going to be a complete day. It says it goes from 9 till 6. Maybe longer by the sounds of it. You guys got so much going on. Does anybody have anything left to say that you want people to know about the event?
We will also have YYC food trucks come out that day as well.
Ooh, so there'll be tons of food.
Yes.
Anything else, ladies? Doreen, do you have anything else?
Actually, I wanted to let everybody know that this is the AAWC Circle has 16 circle members from different agencies. So we have the Circle of Wisdom Elder Senior Center. We have Coloring It Forward from Diana. We have the University of Calgary. We have the Calgary Police Service. We have the City Calgary Indigenous Relations. We have the Inuit Circle. We also have the Métis going to be on site. We have Sheldon First Rider, who is going to be the tournament host for the hand game. So we're also looking for teams for the hand games, and it's $250, and there will be prizes. We just ordered them yesterday. You get a trophy. Last year's Synovus were the winners. We're going to offer four free practice sessions at the circle at the center. So if you join, and you also get a free set of sticks. You can paint them any way you want to. So Sheldon will show them how to play hand games. And then we have Bow Valley. That's part of it. Like I said, Calgary Police Service is going to handle the volunteers. We have Art Cunningham and his round table, who's part of the hand games. Oventi is also energy. They're also part of the hand games, and they're also sponsoring the powwow. CIF Reconciliation Society, we're going to host a Golden Age special as part of the powwow. And so our grand entry starts at 12 o'clock. And we have, so everything with AAWC is done through protocol. So we've asked Elder Bruce Starlight to do the weather ceremony so that we have good weather. And it works every year because we all know that June is rainy.
Yes.
And then we have Ruth Scalplock to do the land acknowledgement. And then we have Ernie Palmaker, who's going to lead the grand entry with an eagle staff. And we'll have Pablo to welcome everybody into Treaty 7. We start off with the circle with a pipe ceremony. So everything's done through protocol, and everything's done with the blessing of our elders. We want to share are gathering with the community to promote our beautiful culture, our ways, our song, our dance to the non-Indigenous, because we have a very beautiful culture and a lot of people don't see that. And we just want to share that with everybody.
To make sure to invite everyone to come out and participate with us. This is an event that will have participative activities for children, and you'll get the and adults will also get the opportunity to play some hand games. And so really, it's an event for everyone. It's not just an event for Indigenous people. It's open and it's free for everyone, and we'll even feed you. So please come out and share the day with us.
Well, thank you so much, ladies, for coming in. And for everybody out there, don't forget the June 24th at NMAX Park is the National Indigenous Family Day and Powwow put on by the Aboriginal Awareness Week of Calgary and the AAWC Circle.